and you want to pictures. Well, what was the holiday? I got some and they were fine. And then I got home. I went to the optician to make sure I'm not going to do any damage to myself.
Hi, is that Anna?
It is, yeah.
Hiya, Anna. How are you? It's James from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah, I am.
Brilliant. Are you free to speak now?
Yeah, I'm free to speak.
Brilliant stuff. Are you at home as well?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Brilliant. Okay. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through a case report with you. I'm going to open a case file up for you, Anna, okay? I'll ask you a few questions. We'll get everything set up. And then one of the legal teams will ring you back within 7 days. And they'll let you know how much they're going in for in regards to compensation. Okay?
Right.
Brilliant stuff. So I've got your first name is Anna, A-N-N-A. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And your surname, I've got it down here on the report, is T-A-T-E.
Yes.
Okay, give me a second. Can you confirm your date of birth for me, please, Anna?
It's the 6th of the 2nd, 1980.
6th of the 2nd, 1980. Brilliant stuff. I've got an email address. There's annatate116@gmail.com.
It's Anna S. Tate.
Oh, Anna S. Tate. I do apologise.
Yeah, Anna S. Tate 116.
I'm just... Yeah, at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. The best contact number we've got for you is the one I'm ringing you off now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to set that up now for you. So we'll need to ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
If none of the questions apply to you, don't worry about it. You can just say skip. It's not a problem. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Brilliant. So, Anna, can you just confirm for me your home postcode, please?
It's DG29PZ.
DG29PZ.
Pardon?
So I've got D for Delta, T for Tango 2.
No, DG for golf.
Oh, DG for golf. I do apologise. And it's Carrick Road in Dumfries, is that correct?
Yes, 116 Carrick Road.
116, brilliant stuff. Okay, I'll put that on there. Give me a second. I won't be a moment, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you do go quiet, Anna, I'm just updating your report. Don't worry about
that's
it, okay?
That's fine.
Now, I'm your case handler. If you've got any questions or anything like that, you can contact me back on this number, okay?
Yeah, I've saved it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem at all. That's perfectly fine. Okay, give me just 1 second. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions now in relation to when you was a little bit younger and within the care system, okay?
Yeah.
What we need to place on it, I need to ask, do you have a terminal illness at all, Anna?
No.
No, that's fine.
I had cancer, but I've got rid of it.
Oh, brilliant. That's great news. That's good news.
Thank you.
Okay. I need to place on your report as well, so it's vitally important. We need to put a beneficiary or next of kin on your report. So what this means is, Anna, if anything happens to, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving the compensation, and for unfortunate circumstances, the payment couldn't go to you, who else would you like it to go to?
I'd like it to go to my daughter.
Okay, that's fine, no problem. And can I take your daughter's name, Anna?
It's Savannah Little.
Okay, how are you spelling that?
As my next pretend. How do I spell that? S-A-V-A-N-N-A.
Yep. Okay, and surname is?
Little.
L-I-T-T-L-E.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Date of birth, please, if you don't mind there, Anna.
The 6th of the 5th, 98.
Okay, that's fine. No problem at all.
She's not my actual next of kin. It's her dad that
oh,
is.
Don't worry about it. That's fine.
No,
don't
but
worry
I don't know how to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, it's just a beneficiary. So if anything was happening to you, touch wood, it won't.
Yeah.
Can I just say that to her? Directly to her.
Because I've not asked her. Can I just tell her that?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, go ahead.
If anything happens to me while the claim goes on, you can take over it. Say I die, you take over it and you'll get it. I'll put your names in.
Yeah, the money would automatically go
just,
to her.
I didn't ask her, sorry.
All right, don't worry about it. It's fine.
She says
so what
that's
we need
fine.
On there. Yeah, that's old Savannah. We'd need to put a contact number down for her, just in case anything did happen to you. Has she got a contact number?
Yeah, Savannah, what's your phone number?
We won't contact her in any way. It's just if anything was to happen to you.
07354.
07354.
Yep.
247.
247. Yep.
968.
Brilliant stuff. Like I said, we won't contact her in any way. It's just if anything was to happen to you, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's fair, because I was actually wondering about that.
Yeah. No, we'd have to just contact her to pay the money out. Okay. Now, are you in a comfortable setting where you can speak?
Yes.
Is that okay? Brilliant stuff. Okay. So, Anna, I just need to go through a care setting status now, okay? So, when you was younger, do you remember how old you were when you first went into childcare services?
I was 3 years old.
Okay, so it was around about, it was 1983, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the place that you went to?
Lady Acre.
Sorry, say that again, sorry.
Lady Acre Children's Home.
Lady Acre. Lady Acre.
Lady, L-A-D-Y, Acre.
Yeah, Lady Acre. Lady Acre, yeah?
Yeah. Craig's Road, Dumfries.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just going to pull up the records for Lady Acre, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me just one moment. Lady Acre Children's Home. Yeah, I've got it here. It was run by Dumfries Council, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got it here. I'm just pulling up the records for Lady Acre, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I won't be a moment. Do you remember how long you was in there for?
I can't. I was in and out all my life.
Right, okay. Was you in and out of Lady Acre Children's Home all your life?
Yes, in and out, yes.
Right, so let's say in and out until you were 16, would you say? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, till I was 15,
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was around about 1994, is that right?
In 1994, I would have been, when I went into High Trees, it would have been 1995.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. That's perfectly fine. So I'm just going to save that to your report now, okay? Now, in regards to Lady Acre, when you was within the children's home, I do need to ask you these questions. It's vitally important that we put these on your case file, okay? Now, did you suffer, was there any physical abuse at Lady Acre Children's Home?
No,
okay. Was there any mental abuse at Lady Acre Children's Home?
Well, there was a physical once, but I can't really remember what had happened. But I can remember I was restrained and I got punched in the head and my hair pulled.
Was that from the staff members or was that from children?
The staff member.
Okay, give me a moment. So that was physical, okay.
Yeah, and I'd say emotional too.
Okay, I'm just making note of this on your report, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I ask you, was there any sexual abuse at all at Lady Acres?
No.
Okay. Did you witness any other children being attacked?
No.
Okay. So, in regards to the physical, was there a bit of mental abuse from the staff as well?
What I can remember, because I can't remember what time it was I was in.
Go on.
But they were trying to restrain me and that, but they ended up pulling my hair and punching me in the head, getting me down.
Heavily restrained, yeah?
Yeah. I know they're allowed to restrain you, but this was a bit more than restraining me, twisting my arms and all that. And,
so you was heavily restrained by staff members, yeah?
Yeah, but they pulled my hair and punched me in the back of my head. That was just the one time that I can remember, lady, if it was actually okay.
Okay, bear with me a moment, including them punching you as well, okay? Okay. Now, I need to ask you as well, Anna, within your adulthood, would you say that you suffer from any sort of mental health, any sort of anxiety?
Yes, I've got, I'm on PIP, adult disability payment. I've got anxiety, okay. Borderline personality disorder, I hear voices, yes.
Okay, bear with me a moment, okay.
How long
does it take? Bear with me a moment, okay. So you've got mental health, is it anxiety as well?
Yes, anxiety, borderline personality.
Okay, so is that BPD, is that correct?
Pardon?
Is that BPD, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, give me a moment. Right, so I'll place that onto your personal statement there, okay. Now, what will happen, Anna, when the solicitors do contact you, they will elaborate on your statements, okay. They'll read the statement
out. Yeah, it was in high fees, it was used more in foster care.
Right, okay. Okay, give me just one moment.
It wasn't really lady care, it was high keys. I was abused quite a bit in high keys. It used to be called Closeburn.
All right, so was that after lady care, was it?
Yes.
Okay, so how long were you in lady, how long were you in
I went in 95, I think I went in, until I was 16.
Okay.
I fell pregnant, and that's, when I fell pregnant,
yeah.
Knew I was pregnant, and this male member of staff kicked my feet, my legs away from me as he pushed me down to the ground, dragged me by the hair, then sat on my back, and I said, "Get off me, I'm pregnant," and he put his foot right into my back to press my stomach to the floor. And
Let me place that down on your report for you, Anna, okay? So,
yeah.
I dealt with Lady Acre there. Now, I'm just going to move on to where you went after Lady Acre, okay? So, where did you go after there?
I can't remember. I was put in different foster homes.
Okay.
I really can't remember. All different foster placements. And then I was in the Wendy home.
Yeah.
At Cresswell Gardens, Dumfries, the Wendy home, it's now called the Family Centre. I suffered abuse in there as well, I'd say.
Right, okay. Let me place that down on there. So I'm just going to put now, in regards to where you just mentioned, when you were attacked by that certain individual, when you was pregnant, where was that at?
That was at High Trees, Closeburn.
High Trees. Let me try and get the records up for High Trees. It won't be a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
High Trees. Was that a children's home?
Yes.
And that was in Scotland, yeah?
Yeah, I either went in 94 or 95.
Oh, that was in Dumfries, wasn't it?
Yes.
In Dumfries.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got it here. Give me just one moment. We're just going to pull up the records for that, okay? It won't be a second.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just bear with me one moment, if you don't mind.
No, it's fine. Take your time.
Thank you. Okay, how long were you in there for, in High Trees? Was you there
just over a year. I went in 94 or 95. Yeah, I'm sure I went in 94. but it was in December, and then I was in till I was 16, when I was pregnant, just before I got chopped out while I was pregnant. But when I was pregnant, this member of staff picked me by at the back of the legs and pulled me down by my hair, slapped my face, punched me in the head, and knelt right on my back. When I asked him to get off me, I said, look, I'm pregnant, can you please get off me? And he was like, I'm crying, and he was just standing laughing. You won't get to see your vein if you keep snapping at me. And he pushed his knee right into my back so that my stomach was pressing against the floor.
Give me just one moment, taking note of that, boy. You okay? It won't be a second. Mentally abused as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so put that down on your report there for you, all right? So, like I said, when the legal team do contact you, they'll let you know in regards to these statements, what you've made, and they'll basically elaborate on the statement a little bit, and if you're happy with what you've told them, then you can just tell them to proceed, okay?
Yeah.
So what we now need to do, I'm just going to get an email sent out to you, Anna. Do you have access to your emails?
I do, yes.
You do, brilliant. So it's just a click sign document to state that you give authorization and that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you, okay?
I don't know how to send emails back.
Oh, no, you don't have to. It's just a click. It's a click document, so I'll talk you through
right.
You are on the phone.
That's not the only abuse I've suffered. I've suffered abuse in foster care as well.
Right, okay. So you can let them know that, the legal team, when they do contact you, okay?
Right.
I've just made a statement of what you've told me, so there is form of abuse that you've sustained when you was younger. So I have placed that onto your report now, all right? So if you just go onto your inbox for me, if you don't mind.
Right, just a minute.
Yeah, take your time, Anna. No problem.
Legal action. Dear Miss Anna,
legal,
you have sent your secure electronic document to review and sign. Please click the link.
Yeah, so if you click on the link for me.
Right.
And then if you scroll down, there should be a bit where it says sign, and you can put a little squiggle in with your finger.
All right.
Yeah, and then underneath that, it should say, there will be a blue button that says execute all documents.
Execute all, well, I've signed it, and then execute all documents.
Yeah, so you've signed it, and then press execute all documents.
Right.
Has that been done? Does it say complete?
Signing complete.
Yep, there you go. That's that done. Okay, so we've just given authorization that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you. Okay. Now, the next thing we need to do for your claim, like I said to you, the average compensation amount is around about £45,000. Okay. So when the solicitors do contact you, they'll have a chat with you to let you know exactly how much they're going in for in regards to compensation. Okay. Now,
Anna,
we do need... Sorry.
I have suffered more abuse in foster care with my adopted parents. So
okay,
I want that.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. You can let them know that that's not a problem. Yep, so what I'm going to do is, well, Anna, we need one form of proof of ID and one form of proof of address. Now, what I'm going to do you use WhatsApp on your mobile at all, Anna?
I have got WhatsApp, yes.
Yeah, so if we were to send you a message on WhatsApp, we'd need you to take a picture of your driving licence, if you've got one, and any letter that you've got within the last three months. Oh, yeah, you can do driving licence and passport. We can use that. That's no problem at all.
Right.
So what we do, I'm going to place you on hold for a second, Anna, while I get our admin team to send you a message out via WhatsApp. All right, so just bear with me a moment.
Yeah.
I'll be back with you in a second. Thank you.
Right. Aye, that's just a good eye. The money goes to you. You carry on with the claim. I'm just getting to the photo park now. they got to get back to me to get a free report, and then they'll tell me what they're going to be trying to claim for me. It's Hi, it's James.
Hi, Anna, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Brilliant. So we've just sent you a message via WhatsApp. Can you see that?
I can, yes. It's Vanna,
yeah,
can you...
Brilliant. So if you... Yeah, underneath
right.
it there should be a little camera icon next to where you can type a message. Once you click on that camera icon, it will bring up your camera. Just take a picture of your driving license separate to your passport. Okay.
No, it's all right, it's all right.
And then do your passport afterwards. Is that okay?
Yes.
So, take your time. I'll let you know when that comes through.
How do I get them back? Is that, so how do, no. Right, I'll get my daughter to do it. Sorry, I'm not really good
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, no problem at all. Don't worry about it. Yeah. If Savannah needs any help, I can help her.
I've got to send them my photo ID and my passport. On WhatsApp, it's on WhatsApp for now. That you must be clear. What you must be clear.
Okay, so Anna, what she's done there, Anna, what she's done there, you just basically need to take a full picture of the actual passport.
Yes. Full picture, show me what you
full picture.
Yeah, so it has to be the full passport.
The full. Okay, wait a minute. I don't know if that would work. Is that it?
Just gonna have a quick look now for you, Anna. Okay, it won't be a moment. So, yeah, so that is absolutely perfect. I'm going to attach that to your file now for you, okay?
Thank you.
So, next, and then it's just your driving licence that needs to be sent.
Right, we're just doing that now.
Yeah, take your time, Anna. There's no rush. Honestly, it's perfectly fine.
Thank you.
Yep, and your driving licence is fine and all. So, I'm just going to attach that to your file for you now as well. Okay, Anna, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Brilliant. So that's everything completed now, okay? I just need to make you aware there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? We do not participate in a government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it will be under a private agreement. So basically what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the highest amount possible for yourself.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, that's fine, no problem at all.
Is it no win, no fee?
It is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens, the solicitors, the maximum they can charge is 20%, okay?
Yeah,
so if you was to receive 100,000, if you was to receive 100,000, they'd receive 20 and you'd receive 80,000, okay? Now,
yeah.
They will explain that to you when they contact you, but it is capped at 20%. It can be no more than 20%, okay? That's good.
Yeah,
they've got
fine.
To chase the record. They've got to put the claim in for you to the Scottish Government. So basically, they've got to do a bit of work. From start to finish, it roughly takes around about 8 months. But it will be completed then, and they'll let you know, okay? So my name
That's
is James
brilliant.
Thompson, Anna. You can contact me at any time on this number because I'm your case handler. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, do not hesitate to contact me back on this number, okay?
Right. Just a minute. Can I take your name, please?
Yeah, he's James Thompson.
James Thompson?
Correct.
Right, I'll write that down, thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's brilliant, thanks for getting in
brilliant.
Contact.
Brilliant, no problem at all. We'll
James,
stay in contact
sorry,
with
Thompson.
You, don't worry about it. Sorry, yes, it's Thompson, James Thompson.
Right, that's fine, thanks for contacting me.
Absolutely no problem at all, Anna. Okay, I will be staying in contact with you because I'm your case handler. Okay.
Yes, thanks very much.
Speak to you soon, Anna. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.